Zuma was freed on instruction from Correctional Services Commissioner Arthur Fraser. Fraser happens to be the man who Zuma appointed to lead South Africa's intelligence department during his presidency. Fraser acknowledges he didn't follow the legal requirement of having an independent medical parole board assess Zuma before releasing him. The prison's chief told the state broadcaster he was, however, satisfied with reports issued by the former president's and the department's doctors.
It was only around the third report that we received, where his medical team, in conjunction with our team, indicated that he can no longer be kept in our facility because the type of medical care required, we are not able to provide. And this assessment is made with every other offender.
Policy head at the AfriForum NGO, Ernst Rutz, who's also a lawyer, says it's impossible at this stage to verify Fraser's statements as the department's keeping everything regarding Zuma secret.
You can't make the argument that we're protecting Jacob Zuma's personal constitutional rights, therefore we're not disclosing any information. It's not a violation of the prisoner's rights if you publish the information according to which you took the decision that he should be released from prison. But if you don't do that, it's a violation of the public's rights.
Root says South Africans deserve to know how and why convicted criminals escape punishment, especially with a high-profile figure such as Zuma, who's also due to stand trial soon on multiple counts of corruption for allegedly stealing millions of rands of public money.
The first question we want to have an answer to is former President Jacob Zuma terminally ill? If you're in prison or in jail and you get sick, that doesn't mean by implication that you get released on medical parole. You have to be really, really extremely sick.
AfriForum also wants to know why Fraser didn't allow the Medical Parole Advisory Board to make recommendations about Zuma.
We are very concerned that the legal processes have not been followed, that in a way former President Jacob Zuma was released, obviously because of his political connections and because of his own political standing. This clearly sends an indication that in South Africa, according to the justice system, you are being treated depending on who you are. Your identity determines how you would be treated by the justice system.
Root says he knows of many prisoners who were very sick and even terminally ill, but weren't granted medical parole. Some newspapers are reporting that President Cyril Ramaphosa authorized Zuma's release. They quote government sources saying Ramaphosa didn't want Zuma to die in jail, which the president feared would spark the kind of violence that followed Zuma's incarceration in July. Root says it's bad news if the president helped to free Zuma.
There's no point in saying we're serious about corruption, you know, we're not going to stand down, you know, we're going to make sure that we address this problem head on. And then once someone refuses to show up at the commission of inquiry where corruption is investigated and a court rules that this person should go to prison, that person is only there for a few weeks before a decision that that person should be released.
Ramaphosa's office says he'll respond at a later stage. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.